This is another edition of The Hair is Happening, Nighttime Live, and it's our Archie McCallit segment tonight. The voice you just heard is that of Chris Kurzban. He joins us once a week here, and we talk about some of the things that are happening in and around the area. And right now, people want to do something where there can be indoors and cool.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Yeah, it's warming up out there.
But a regular who has been for many, many years in this town, the Straw Hat Players are ready to kick off again, huh?
You're not kidding about many, many years. This is their 51st season this year at Straw Hat doing summer stock theater, and they'll get started with their season next week. They'll start on Tuesday with a musical comedy, Suds, and that will run through the 6th, so through Friday. And then they will have shows every week back to back from there on out. They will take a week off for July 4th, for the 4th of July. But otherwise, they pretty much go back to back. Yeah, I do have, here's the full schedule. So the 3rd through the 6th, that's next week, they'll be doing Suds. From June 10th to the 13th, so the week following, they'll be doing Doubt, which was winner of the 2005 Tony Award. And then, of course, was the movie with Philip Seymour Hoffman and...
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep. Thank you there, Scotty. Funny Girl from June 17th through the 20th, and then Barefoot in the Park, June 24 to 27, and then they'll skip a week, and then they'll do 2 weeks of Fiddler on the Roof to close thing out.
Wow, that's a good lineup.
Yeah, and I think actually, you know what, Scotty, I have to give you some props for this, because I think we were talking about Straw Hat last summer. And you had, I think you're a Straw Hat alum, correct?
I drove some nails and painted some walls. Yes,
right.
And I got the T-shirt at the time.
Right, and I remember you saying how much hard work it was.
You have no idea.
So I was super interested in that. So I went and hung out on. Let me see here. Yesterday, sorry, I've been on the road all day, so if I'm a little gappy, forgive me.
Hey, we all are.
Yeah. So yesterday, yeah, I spent about an hour and a half there. Spoke with a bunch of the people in the crew, and the intense demands that these people are going through. They're basically working close to 12-hour days. They get, you know, some breaks and stuff in there. 12-hour days, 6 days a week, and then a half day on Sunday. And you know, at certain times they're designing and putting together about three shows at once. They're taking a show down as they're putting another one up. It's insane how much quick turnaround there is, and how hard everybody is working. And you know, that's kind of the summer stock experience is from what I understand, is this idea that you just work really hard and you're kerning out these shows and giving an audience this great stretch of good theater. So it was really, really cool to see.
You know, that's just kind of interesting, because you were talking about the fact that, you know, you guys are doing, Scotty was doing such hard work, and it was really a tough time, and they're doing a lot of work, and your first production is called Suds.
Suds, I know. Well, you know what, so I showed up, and I believe I had, somebody was supposed to meet me, and I showed up early, and I just started wandering around. And so the first thing I did was I went down to the costume department, where everybody's bent over machines and kind of running around. And I spoke with Ricky Greenwood, who does designing costumes for three of the shows. He said he has 140 costumes to put together for Funny Girl, I believe. Huh. And so he's like, yeah, and I've got to do that in like 3 days. And I'm like, geez, that's crazy. Like, I don't think I could do half a costume in 3 days. And then I went up to they were just put together Suds from the Gaiety stage. So I went up to the Hanson Theater stage, and they were working with the rigging and taking a curtain down and changing another curtain. And, you know, 5-6 students were there, and they've all got gloves on, and they're all lifting, and they're all sweaty, and they're all working with rigging and stuff. And it felt like I was in like the pre-industrial factory, where all these factory workers were pounding nails and doing stuff. And then I go over and they're rehearsing Suds, right? It was great. I loved it.
That's at the Moorhead MSUM Straw Hat Players.
Right, and okay. They're split between the gate. They sort of go back and forth between the two stages. If you go to Arts Pulse, you can find a link to, or just Google Straw Hat Players, and you'll find the full schedule and get tickets and everything.
This is, looks like a real interesting art show here over at the Red Raven. one that involves Post-it notes.
Yeah, I guess. So Sunday, this coming Sunday, the Red Raven will be opening a show called Crummy Art and Post-it Note. No, excuse me. The Crummy Art and Post-it Note Show. And I'm fairly certain I going off of the Facebook event, the Facebook page that I saw for the show. And I think the guy behind it is this guy named Mark Gaviglio. And I actually interviewed him for, I did a piece on Seagrave Studios, which is in the basement of the Red Raven. Got some great photos, got some great quotes from all these artists down there who are just all working on, you know, pulling stuff apart and synthesizers and crazy projection things. And Mark was one of these guys, and he had mentioned that he had the show coming up. And one of the things that he was the inspiration for the show was he was at like an art crawl in I think in California somewhere, and he went up to this artist's stall, and the artist was in the back cooking, and he had lasagna on plates, and he was doing this great big fancy meal for everybody who showed up to take a look at his art, whether they bought art or not. And Mark said he was really impressed with that. And he said, next time for this show, I want to do up a bunch of food. So from 2 to 6 p.m., if you head out to the Red Raven, there will be free food and drink. And then you can check out the show. And some of it is on Post-it notes. So some of it obviously is Post-it note art. But I don't think that's the whole show. I think there's more to it than that. Yeah. But a name alone, how can you not?
Oh yeah,
how can you not want to go?
It's
go
worth
to
experimenting.
That
you got to go take a peek at it. You got to go take a peek at it.
Yeah.
And by the way, Red Raven, you mentioned drinks. That's non-alcoholic.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. It's all ages. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Well, we're coming up on 6:16. Let's take a brief break here. When we come back, more on our Archima College segment. You're listening to Nighttime Live right here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Nothing says fine arts more than AC/DC here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. This is Nighttime Live. Bob Harris here along with Chris Kurzman from the ArtsPartnership.net and the Arts Pulse blog. And we're here till about 8:30 tonight. And then Mariah Prusha will join us after the bottom of the hour news here on KFGO. Let's see here. Boy, a lot of things happening here. Let's talk a little bit about the Spirit Room. They got a show coming up.
Yeah, this is pretty exciting. I'm actually kind of part of this show. I don't know if it's going to be in the exhibition or not, but an artist by the name of Heather Zinger, and I think we talked about her a few weeks ago. She did that Screen Free Week thing. She's also she's opening an exhibition of photography at the Spirit Room next Thursday evening. Let's see, the reception starts at 7:00 at the Spirit Room, and it's for a project that she worked on when she first arrived in Fargo called the Red Hat Project. And so this was a couple of years ago now, and this was actually when I first met Heather. She would always wear this red stocking cap. And what she would do is she would trade hats with you if you're wearing a hat. And then she would trade coats with you and then take a photo of it. And then she had a Facebook page, started it with it and stuff. And then she also asked people a question. I think it was something to the effect of, like, what are you most afraid of, or what scares you the most, or what are you most concerned about? Something to that effect. So just a one-sentence answer. And then so she started compiling all these. So it's a, I think she called it a performance photography project. And she would just walk up to complete strangers. She would talk to friends. She would talk to family, acquaintances, people that she met professionally and that kind of thing. And you'd take this photo, and then she'd put it up. And so she's put that together into an exhibition. I think you can find it on Facebook, actually, if you search Red Hat Project on Facebook. You might be able to check it out. But it's pretty fascinating. I think Heather might have done that for a couple of different reasons. I think she had just moved here from Portland and was probably looking for a way to sort of get to know people and interact with people and just chat with them, and then get an art project out of it at the same time. And Heather always has some incorporation of performance to what she does. So even though she's not really performing in sort of the traditional sense, she is sort of staging a thing and sort of, you know, exchanging clothing and stuff like almost like a costume, I guess, maybe. I don't know. That'd be a pretty cool show.
Oh, here it is. Finally found it. There are like 800 Red Hat projects around the area.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So around the country, I should say. Yeah. But yeah, yes, the Arts Pulse. Let's see here. Heather Zinger. And click that one right there.
Click that. See what happens. That's it.
Yep. We're clicking computers, folks.
Yeah, I'm sure it's real exciting to listen to people talk about stuff they're watching on the internet. But I think if you just go to Facebook and search the Red Hat Project, you can see then a good chunk of the photos and stuff. There's a few.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're looking at, that's Heather and a gentleman by the name of Zaki in Portland. And he doesn't look like he wanted to put on her hat. He's just wearing it on his shoulder. She's wearing his hat and his headphones. Looks like he's playing some music or something.
He's got a keyboard in front of him there.
So she's in all of them. It's a little bit fun. Most of the faces are a little, people are kind of hamming for the camera a little bit. So it is a little bit cheeky and a little bit fun at the same time. But it's also, getting Heather around talking to other people. I know after she did that, she seemed to know everybody. So it must have done something for her, I guess.
Well, I kind of like this one. They're in the San Jose, California, laying on the floor of the hotel in the lobby or in the hotel hallway.
Yeah.
Exchanged.
It's kind of got a Shining thing to it, little twins.
The Shining.
the Shining twins, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of cool. You know, yeah. it's really unique about some of the stuff that these people can come up with, isn't it?
Yeah, well, and especially, I'm in awe of generally what artists do. I really don't know how some of them have the time or the patience, I guess, or the, I guess it's that's what talent is, maybe, to do a lot of that stuff. But then you have somebody like Heather who has just a total other dimension to the way she's thinking about art and interaction. And that's a big thing now. You're starting to see that quite a bit. Actually, I think we were going to chat a little bit about an upcoming Plains Art Museum show.
Mm-hmm.
I actually just got the release about it today, but it sounds really intriguing. So the Plains Art Museum next Thursday, the 12th. We'll be opening a show by an artist named Sandra Menefee Taylor, a show called Vital Matters. And this is part of, this is part of the museum's Mothers of Invention series, which is a series that's featuring prominent woman artists. They did Judy Onofrio a couple of years ago now, and which was a fantastic show. And they're also opening up a show called Living as Form, and both of them are part of the museum's push toward more socially engaged exhibitions and programs that bring together interaction, and they have people, discussing things, talking about things, mm-hmm. participating in projects and stuff like that. So, and Heather's right up in that. Right up in that kind of mode of thinking too. She's always trying to get people to participate and engage and be part of the process.
Now, last time we talked, you were going over to the Rourke Art Gallery, I think. Wasn't there a show coming up there that we were talking about how they brought the took all the gates down or the fencing down? Maybe that was two times before.
That could have been.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
The Rourke did. Did we talk last week about the concert series?
No, we didn't talk last week.
We didn't talk last week?
No.
Oh, the twins.
Yes.
Because of the twins. There you go. Okay. There it is.
Well,
the Rourke does have a summer concert series coming up, which is pretty fantastic.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're, let's see. It starts at the end of June with. Is it Chastity Brown, I think, starts it off,
kicks
it off.
Yes.
Dessa will be coming, who who she does hip hop and vocalist stuff, singing, and Pertner Sandstone, which is a bluegrass group out of the Twin Cities, and then the Piedmont finger picker from Duluth. Oh my goodness, I can't remember his name. But he'll be here as well. Okay. And it's so four shows, each through June, July, August, and September. Yeah. So check that out.
I found something that I thought you might be interested in.
Ooh.
Just for looking at this. But it was on a news story today, and apparently this is one of the more viral things that is going around the internet right now. And it basically is a lot of art to it. You have to admit it. It's photography art, but it's called the Topless Tour.
Okay. Oh my goodness.
The Topless Tour.
Scotty's ears.
Turn that around right there.
No, don't worry about it. But it does have a Facebook page. And what happens is these three young ladies, apparently they're from Scandinavia, Norway, Oslo, I think it was. I was reading, and they've gone around the world, and they will actually do some of these poses topless, but the back is to the camera. I mean, you don't, you know, shut up. But I mean, there are various different types of like almost ballet stances they've done. They even have guys, you know, with their backs, you know, so it's not topless just women, it's topless guys as well. So it's just a little beautiful, I thought, interesting artwork where, you know, something that people really come up with. Kind of interesting.
Doing some snowboarding there. That's interesting.
That's chilling. That'd be chilling.
I'm sort of reminded of the, I had a Pink Floyd poster in my room when I was a teenager, and it was a bunch of the classic Storm Thorgerson Pink Floyd album covers, mm-hmm. painted on the backs of they were naked women, but with their backs to the camera. Of course, I was 16 and I love Pink Floyd, and I was like, hey, this is a cool poster to put in my room. But it kind of has some of that I don't know what that is, I don't know. Well, it's intriguing.
There is a little mystery to it.
Yeah, right.
If you want to put it that way.
Because you're not seeing any faces either. No. So, I mean, they're topless and whatever, but you're also not seeing their faces, so there's some anonymity to it, and I'm sure they must feel just great to just, they're all throwing up their hands like, woo!
And it's a huge rage. I mean, I guess ABC News did a great big piece on it, Fox News did a great big piece on it, and apparently they're going all around the country, but they're taking admissions as well to their website, and I thought, wow.
So it's like partially naked humans of New York or humans of wherever.
Well, you got, you know, a couple of them here and there.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. I'm sorry I brought that up.
I was half tempted to maybe participate in this project until I saw that one. I'm like, no, I'm not punching up that.
Here's the funniest thing that came out of this. There was a comment on one of the posts at the end. He said, you know, if this was legalized, he says there'd be no more obesity in this country. Which, amen, when you to come to think of it, is probably true, you know? Oh my goodness. Okay, we've got the artspartnership.net, and we've gone way off our trail here. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Let's talk a little bit about your websites and what do you got going? Tell us all those things that people can find you on.
All them stuffs. We're at the artspartnership.net. That's where you can find the Arts Partnership website. Click on the link on the page for Arts Pulse, where you'll find the Arts Pulse blog. From there, you can sign up for our weekly email newsletter, and you can also follow us on any variety of social media channels. We also just launched a podcast, which is really interesting. We're about four episodes into what we're calling the Arts Pulse Show. We had some audio equipment graciously donated to us from Kent at Livewire Entertainment. Kent, if you're listening, thank you. And we set it up on Dana's desk, my boss, Dana. I just set the microphones up on her desk so that anytime someone comes into her office and she has lots of meetings and stuff, she can just sit them down in the chair and record 5 minutes with them. And we've been having a great time with it. I think we really like it because it rolls into our workflow really easily. Dana does all the hard work. She does all the questions and does all the conversations and stuff. And I just do some editing. But it's great. We've had conversations so far with Heather, who we were talking about, our board chair, Andy Mara, who led the art marathon a few weeks ago. And there's one with Dana and I as well. And it's a lot of fun. It's a great way for us to sort of add some more conversation to what we do.
That's pretty cool. Hey, listen, thanks for stopping by, man. I know it's been a hot one out there. I'll let you go.
Thanks. If I hadn't been in a car all day, I'm sure I'd be much better.
But, working to get home. Yeah. So once again, that's theartspartnership.net. And Chris Kurzman, our special guest tonight here on the Mighty 790 KFGO.